Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. This is Maceo, your host, and we got another one going here already for you. The teens haven't even arrived yet. This is our day off, and this next guest has taken time out of their day off, their own time, to come talk with us and visit with us on the podcast on this beautiful afternoon. What day is it? Sunday. Yes. Okay. I'm going to let her tell us where we are in a minute. So, I got to put this down because it's going to make a lot of noise. Okay. So, please introduce yourself and tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maddie Conroe. I am the new nature area leader for EHC this summer. I'm originally from Manitou Springs, Colorado, but I presently live in Truckee, California, which is just north of Lake Tahoe. What else did you ask?
How long have you been coming to camp?
This is my first year at camp, so I'd say about 2 weeks I have been coming to EHC.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little audio description of where we are podcasting right now?
Yes, we are podcasting on the newly built Kiva Bridge. It has yet to be finished, but that might be one of our projects that we do in the nature program this summer. It's a beautiful, sturdy wooden bridge surrounded by freshly burnt redwood trees with beautiful black bark and new sprouts of new growth all the way up to the top.
That's exactly it. I bet it's even getting the bugs flying around my face. Well, thanks for joining us here at EHC, Maddie, and for being on the podcast show already. How has your experience been so far overall?
It has been wonderful overall. I've had a nice, easy transition into camp life. Came a week early before training week to get to know the trails and help dust off camp after some time without campers, and then got to know everybody through training week, and now I feel prepared for the campers to arrive tomorrow.
You ready? Are you ready, you think? Yeah?
Oh, maybe a little ready. Okay. A little bit.
A little nervous?
Yeah.
Don't be too nervous. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. So how did you end up here at Enchanted Hills Camp is the next question.
I was fortunate enough to fall in love with someone at my own camp experience, not here at Enchanted Hills. But he is the son of the infamous Mike May. And so I met Mike through his son, Wyndham, and I started spending time with him mostly on the ski slopes and learning to ski guide him. And he spoke very highly of EHC and knows how much I love nature and my goals of becoming an outdoor educator, and he thought that this would be the perfect fit for me. So he introduced me to Tony, and the rest is history.
It is a rich history, that is. For those of you who don't know, Mike May has been around EHC for a long, long time. I'm guessing, you know, the 60s at least,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And his mom was OJ, and we are our camp radio station is named after OJ. OJ Radio was put in by them. Mike May still takes care of it.
Mm-hmm.
He came up and got the speakers going for the pool and got one up above. Everything's just kind of been discombobulated so much. Some of the speakers are broken, and but Mike May's always had a love and a passion for camp. He came as a young person, and as my knowledge is, I think he was one of the first blind counselors here at Enchanted Hills Camp. So
nice.
It's cool to see it all come back around, Maddie. Welcome. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a cool story to already be part of the EHC history. Yeah. So that's really cool. So you have your sight. You're sighted.
Yes.
Yes. And you have just gone through a week of team building with a team that is mostly visually impaired or blind. How, do we know Betsy is sighted and and Livy?
And Katya.
And Katya. Okay, yeah. So it's the four of you are pretty much the sighted.
Yeah.
Okay, and the rest of the team, there's about 22 or 24 of us visually impaired and blind. So I've asked this question to some of our sighted guests before. What is your experience working in this, getting team building with this in this intense environment with a bunch of blind and visually impaired folks?
Yeah, it's been really interesting for me. Like I said earlier, I got a nice, easy transition in with starting off the weeks with Angelique and Annalisa. Mm-hmm. So it was good to get some tips and pointers from them. And before the big rollout into working with a bunch of blind and visually impaired people. But everybody is really willing to learn with me and help me develop my skills as a guide and a just a person who interacts properly with blind and
sure.
visually.
Yeah, you want to do the right things. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is a learning curve, would you say that?
Yes, definitely. And one thing that I noticed as well in some of the activities we did was noticing the kind of hierarchy of sight and taking a step back as the sighted person and letting the people with the least amount of vision kind of take the lead and get their perspective and their ideas how to solve problems or move with the group, and then moving up as they maybe require or ask for more help.
Yes. The overhelp at this camp can be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely want to just kind of sit back and let people in a safe environment figure it out for themselves. And because they're in a relaxed vacation, summer camp vibe, it's a lot easier to handle and to manage because everybody's here to have a good time. So they want to learn where to go, to how to get to their cabins and how to do these things, which makes it easier as a staff to help them with their O&M skills and, make them use their canes. And that goes for the staff too. We want everybody to be as independent as possible so that we can help in the best way that we can.
Yeah.
So after your week's here, we got the teens coming in tomorrow. I feel like you're pretty confident and ready to go. I know that you're a little nervous just because there's that aspect of not knowing what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of a rush when they all show up and everybody's so excited. It is nerve-wracking and exciting and fun all at the same time. So embrace those moments.
Yeah.
This time will go by really fast. And when it's all over, we're going to be like, wow, that was a fast, quick, exhilarating experience to put on this many activities for this long. 3 weeks of teens, folks. That's what we're doing. Then we're going to have a music camp and a STEM camp held simultaneously. We're looking forward to that. Our new 2021 Nature Area Leader, Maddie, with us here. Yeah. Do you want to say anything to anybody? A shout out, a hello, a joke? I always give people an opportunity to say whatever they want to our listeners out there.
I guess I would just say try and take a few deep breaths of fresh air every day and give thanks to what we have.
Perfect.
Thanks, Maceo.
No, thank you. What are you going to school?
I graduated recently.
Oh, you graduated. Yeah. And what did you graduate with?
I got a degree in wildlife and conservation biology.
Well, there you go. And that that kind of finishes off the deal. There's no better place to be for all of that stuff than right here at EHC.
That's right. EHC is the place to be.
Excellent. Thank you, Maddie, so much for joining us on Everything EHC. I am Maceo. You just heard from Maddie. We got more things happening even later today. I will have, you know, they're just going on every day until the end of July. So keep checking back at maceo.net. And please enjoy your day. And EHC is the place to be. We are out of here, signing off.